This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Dean Vandermeer on the line from Set Free. And Set Free is a spiritual freedom ministry. We're going to be taking a closer look at what that entails, and some of the challenges, as well as, how God moves. So first of all, Dean, can you explain to us what spiritual freedom ministry means?
That's a really good question. I think probably the best answer is found in Hebrews 12. Hebrews is written to Christians, and here's what it says. Since therefore we are surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside all the heavy weights and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So, why is that in scripture written to Christians? Why is he saying, let's be very cautious about what's happening, and let's get rid of all this entanglement that could entangle us in all these heavy weights that might hinder us in this race called life, and let's keep focusing upon Jesus. And so freedom ministry is what we do is we help people get untangled from the issues of life and the sin that can so easily entangle us just with everyday life. And so freedom ministry is let's make sure we run with perseverance with no entanglements and no heavy burdens, no heavy weights. And so to do that, you have to be spiritually attuned and you have to be spiritually fit. And I think sometimes we don't often understand that scripture says we're to be fit, right? It says we are to spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless for the coming of our Lord. So we're spiritual beings. We have a soul, which is our mind, will, and emotion, and then we have our bodies, and God wants us fit in all dimensions. But the spiritual dimension oftentimes affects our soul and our body. And so if we don't do things right spiritually, then it's going to affect us negatively, even in our psychological health and in our physical health. And we see that happening all the time here at Set Free, where people are coming in here psychologically confused, and they're coming in with physical issues, and it's because of unresolved spiritual things that have not been uncovered or dealt with.
Yeah, and that leads perfectly into my next question because you guys are a domestic ministry or US based. What issues do you see weighing people down? If it's fear or addiction or anxiety or whatever, what do you see the most?
We see a lot of things the most, but here's probably the number one issue that we see weekly, actually daily at Set Free, is unresolved hurt, pain, and anger stored, unexpressed, pushed down. And so a lot of people call that depression. And it's really things that have not been talked about and they have not been brought into the light. So what we do is we don't know what to do with them, and then we pack them away, and that's some of the heavy weights that burden us. And so I would say the number one thing that we see actually in all the world is how the enemy uses sin that has been done against us, and then that person carrying that sin, not knowing what to do with it, and they just carry it, and they don't know how to process that, and they don't know how to forgive that. So that weighs them down and then entangles them. And then the enemy knows that because he knows the word of God. And so if you don't know the rules, the spiritual warfare rules, then and if you don't have the tools, then the enemy will deceive you and keep you deceived. So you can be sincere, but you can also be deceived. And so even with anger, just the issue of unresolved hurt, pain, and anger. Matthew 18, Jesus talked about an unmerciful servant who had been forgiven, who won't forgive another who had done him wrong. And here's what Jesus said about the unmerciful servant. He said that unmerciful servant will be tormented until he pays the last penny. That's an interesting thing for Jesus to say. And then it goes on to say, so will my heavenly Father treat you. And it's like, hold it, hold it. You're talking about a person that had been forgiven and was given mercy and will not give grace and mercy. That's correct. And so that person actually does get tormented. And that's one of the things that maybe a lot of the church people don't understand is the enemy has rights to afflict people who are angry and bitter. Ephesians 4 actually goes a little bit clearer. It says, don't let the sun go down on your anger, lest you give the devil a place of operation. Don't let unwholesome words come out of your mouth, only that which edify and build up. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Well, what does that mean? That means grieving the Holy Spirit is written to the Christians in Ephesus who are seated in Christ Jesus above all principality and power. But if we're going to hold on to anger and bitterness, the enemy will have a right to afflict and to oppress, right? It's not possession, but it certainly is oppression. And so these things aren't necessarily understood or taught sometimes in some of our current assemblies. And so that's why it says, get rid of all anger, bitterness, malice, rage, every form of it. Be kind and compassionate, forgiving as Christ has forgiven you. That's Ephesians 4. 1 John 2, an angry man cannot see, he loses his way. He is blind. So with unresolved hurt, pain, and anger, we push it all down. There's going to be spiritual blindness that comes upon Christians. Yep. So these are things that aren't necessarily taught sometimes or taught with clarity, but it's what we see every day coming in here to set free. And our goal at Set Free is to see the captives set free. So I asked Neil Anderson one time, who's probably one of the leading authors on freedom ministry in the world. He's written 100 books on freedom. And I said, Neil, what is freedom ministry? And he says, oh, that's a very interesting question. And here's what he said. Freedom ministry is helping a person deal with the things that are blocking their intimacy with God. It's removing the barriers between that person and God. And there's all kinds of sin issues that affect our relationship with our Heavenly Father. And I said, what's the number one issue? And he says, unresolved anger and bitterness. It's number one. So that's what we see going on all over the world is this anger and bitterness when we're sinned against is when we're most tempted to sin in response. When we sin in response is when the enemy gets a foothold on us. And now our intimacy with the Holy Spirit is restricted. And now we have heavy burdens and we're entangled.
And as I understand, you guys help people untangle those burdens through
We do.
scripture, walking that through. Do people stay free, or is it like they come back for repeated treatments, so to say?
That's a really good question. You can be as free as you want to be. If you abide in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That's a big if. That's a really big if, because most people are not in the word of God. And how can you behave in a way you do not know? You can't. So it's a big if. And so Barna Research has done research on this. They have found that in the evangelical Christian worldview, 94% of evangelical Christians do not have a biblical worldview. That's a stunning statistic. That's actually troubling for evangelicals. They 94% do not have a biblical worldview. So only 6% of evangelical Christians know enough truth to walk in so that they will be free. So we have a huge discipleship problem. We have a huge knowledge of God problem. And it's because I think we're deceived by the pleasures of this world, and I think we're distracted by the things of this world. And so the enemy has really done a number, especially on USA. We're not okay. We're in pretty tough shape across the USA, and we're in tough shape. And churches oftentimes don't deal with the core issues like this that need to be resolved to really help their sheep who are hurting. And so that's what we do here is we help we help them get set free. And hopefully now Pete Knorr is now in charge of an offshoot of our ministry. It's actually another department called Walking Free, which is all discipleship based. Let's learn and grow in the knowledge of God. Let's learn to grow in the grace of God. Let's learn our identity in Christ. Let's learn how to do this. And so it's going to take that to stay free. It's going to take continued discipleship, a renewing of the mind, so that we will know the good and perfect and pleasing will of God. That's Romans 12, 1. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And a lot of believers have not done that. And so it's not really God's fault that we're in the shape we're in. It's really we have not been disciplined to walk as disciples. And I find it interesting that disciples mean disciplined ones, disciplined to walk in truth.
I'm sitting here nodding my head because I couldn't agree with you more. And the Walking Free sounds like a good spin-off story. For this one though, as we share this story, and someone like me might be hearing it and nodding along, and recognizing some of these struggles, what should they do? What are their next steps?
Their next steps, you can actually go to our website, Set Free Ministries, and if you type it in, we're the first one to pop up on Google, and you can apply for a ministry appointment. And we'll do, if you're not here in Grand Rapids, we can do Zoom meetings or Skype meetings, and we can take you through a Set Free appointment. It takes 6 to 8 hours because we're very thorough. And it's really what the men of old did, men and women of old. Nehemiah is probably my favorite story of this. Is for 6 hours Nehemiah had 53,000 Israelites wear sackcloth and ashes, and they confessed their sins and the sins of their fathers for a quarter of the day, which is 6 hours. And then it says they read from the book of truth, the book of the law, for another quarter of the day. So they repented and asked God to forgive them for all the ways that they had failed him to walk in truth. And then they said, "We will learn the truth and the truth will set us free." And then after that, Nehemiah and all the Israelites that were there got to see the glory of God fall in Jerusalem there in the temple. The glory of God came, and it was quite beautiful. So that's just, God has not changed. It's the same thing that he's going to call us to repentance and to walk in truth. And that's really the message of Jesus: repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That's the message of John the Baptist: repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. So nothing has changed, and so why would we change it? If we walk in truth, the truth will set us free. But in order to do that, we're going to have to do some repentance.
Amen. And that wraps up my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
I would say one of the other things that's really dogging the USA is the horrors of porn addiction. It's getting it's that's one of the other things that's really affecting the youth and even the rest of the church body. It's the statistics are frightening. And what happens is when you open that portal to darkness. If you read Proverbs 5, 6, or 7, it's pretty dark, where the enemy gets a strong foothold when we lust it. And Jesus said, when you lust after another, you also commit the act of adultery. So, and when you commit the act of adultery, that the enemy's going to get a foothold. And so I see a lot of what's happening today in the U.S. has been fueled by these phones that we have, these smartphones that really make us kind of dumb. A lot of people shouldn't even have smartphones. So anyway,
Amen.
yeah, it's just another thing that we're seeing is that's what we're seeing in the office is a lot of that needs to be confessed and renounced. So